direction.
Ah, then this ratchet on this pin releases this cage, which swiftly descends on the bacon nibbling rodent.
Splendid!
Ah. So Drosselmeyer made a great many of these contraptions and set them up in the kitchen. And sure enough, the Lady Mousikins and her family soon smelt the bacon and came sniffing and snuffling out of their hole under the floor. No sooner had the mice started nibbling the bacon rinds than the trap began to work. Mousikins tried to warn the others.
Look out! Trap! Mice, beware!
Well, it was too late.
It's a trap! Listen, mice, it's a trap!
Yes, Fred, it was far too late.
Well done, Drosselmeyer, you did it.
You've caught all those nasty mice.
Not all, your majesties.
Not Lady Mousikins.
Oh, dear me, no. No. No trap was clever enough to trap her. She and one or two of her followers managed to escape.
You have not heard the last of the Lady Mousikins!
That doesn't surprise me in the least.
It's not a very happy story, Godpapa.
Oh, it gets happier. Oh. For a while.
How?
Because the queen decided to have a baby.
Poochie-poochie-poo.
I shall call her the Princess Pearly Pat.
And we shall call her Pearly Patkin for short.
She had white skin and sky blue eyes and pretty golden hair. The king was so happy to have a daughter that he danced and hopped and whirled around on one leg.
Hoorah, hoorah, hoorah! Has anyone ever seen anything more beautiful than our little Pearly Patkin?
And all the courtiers and ministers cried,
No, never!
And they also danced and hopped and whirled around on one leg. In fact, everyone was as happy as could be, until one day, when the queen was in the kitchen cooking toad in the hole for the king's supper, all of a sudden...
Congratulations, your majesty!
Mousikins! What do you want?
Oh, dear, can it be that I'm intruding where I am not welcome? I am only visiting you in order to congratulate you on the birth of your baby, the Princess Pearly Pat. After all, I have had babies of my own. Most of them, of course, are now dead, thanks to those infernal machines created by the clockmaker Drosselmeyer.
If you are not gone from here, this is...
Very well, I am leaving. But be warned... For merely nibbling the royal bacon, almost all my family have been put to death. Take care. The Queen of Mousedom doesn't nibble your delicious little baby in two.
What a terrible thing. I thought you said the story was going to get happier.
Well, it did, dear lady. Everyone, with the possible exception of Mousikins, was very happy about the birth of Pearly Pat. But happiness doesn't last forever.